Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 10 of Camera Position, a podcast about the creative side of photography. First off, I'd like to thank those of you who have written in and let me know what you're thinking about Camera Position and what we're doing here. I always appreciate hearing from people out there, and so if you have a couple of seconds, drop me a note at jeff@jeffcurto.com and let me know what you're thinking and what you'd like to see Camera Position do or how it's helping you. One thing that I like, one person wrote me and told me what it was that they were, where they were listening to Camera Position in their car on the Pacific Coast Highway. That was kind of neat. So those of you who are writing in, you know, give me a little detail about where you are and what you're doing. You've probably noticed by now that I've settled into about a once a week sequence on Camera Position. So you'll probably likely be seeing it on a regular basis midweek. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, thereabouts. I try to do it on Wednesday if I can. So thanks again for listening, and let's turn to the subject for this week's Camera Position, and that is another photograph of mine, a photograph made in Tuscany of an abbey, the Abbazia di San Antimo. San Antimo, an incredibly beautiful, very early church in rural Tuscany, sort of on the outskirts or outside of the Italian hill town of Montalcino. And it is an absolutely gorgeous setting, and a Romanesque church with some wonderful carving here around the door. And what I wanted to talk about here today with this particular image is the idea of where we come from with photographs and how the photograph communicates in ways that that we can't in with other media. For this particular photograph, it requires a little bit of a backstory to explain the situation and the place, and then I think some of the ideas of the photograph might become a little more clear. So this is an abbey that is still working, still functional. There are monks who inhabit outbuildings near this church and who say mass several times a day, and the mass is chanted in Gregorian type chants, very low and incredibly beautiful. The interior of the church is very Spartan, very small abbey, and so the voices of the monks as they chant reverberate off of the walls, and pretty much any time I've been there, and I've been there a number of times now, there is an absolutely unbelievably beautiful sort of mood that happens there. There's something about the place. It feels quite sacred. It feels quite in harmony with nature. And there is something about being there that causes one to look inward at one's feelings and emotional state and so forth and so on. And so when I came to make this photograph, the thing that I found really intriguing was this feeling that I had as I was there. And this was made in 1994 on the very first trip that I had made to this particular location. And I was really overcome with this emotional feeling of looking inward while also looking obviously outward with my eyes. And so what I ended up doing after making a fairly large number of photographs of the rest of the exterior of this amazingly beautiful structure, I ended up making this photograph, which to me captures this essence of looking inward and looking outward. So we're looking at the facade of the church and this beautiful carving and the sort of remarkably poignant, I think, crack in the part of the door frame that is above the door itself. And then also looking inside of the sanctuary and seeing the details in there and seeing the plainness of the church itself and the way in which the monks have this very Spartan sense of the worship that they conduct in this space. And then also there is this idea of looking inward but also looking outward, so carefully thinking through the position of the camera to really make that tree in the background wind up in that window pane so that we're looking outward at the outside facade of the church, inside the church, and then outward again. And it really was that sort of cyclical kind of strategy, or cyclical, almost like a in-breath, out-breath idea that I had while making the photograph. And so this is a situation, though, and really the kind of point that I wanted to get to today in this little discussion. This is part of the problem with photography. It's sort of a problem and also one of its blessings, I think, that the photographer is the one who knows that backstory. Without my telling you this detail about the way this picture came to be or my thought process while making the picture, you certainly wouldn't know that. But it is up to the photographer to recognize that the viewer isn't going to know those things, and that the viewer really only has the visual to go on, and to try and divorce ourselves from the idea of where we are as photographers, emotionally, physically, what we're seeing, what's going on around us, what we had to eat before we made the photograph, whether we're hungry, perhaps, as we're about to make the photograph, who's with us, who's around us, all of those kinds of things really factor in to our personal response to a subject, to a scene. And yet the viewer of the photograph really never gets a chance to see those things or experience those things. And so it's up to us as photographers to kind of try to deal with that problem by making photographs that have a pure visual authority that perhaps in some small way conveys the idea that you're trying to get across with the subject at hand, but also acts in a completely different way on a purely visual level. So here we are at Sant'Antimo in rural Tuscany, one of the most spiritually extraordinary places that I've ever seen and or ever experienced. And this photograph for me really captures that essence of in-breath, out-breath, looking inside and looking outside of ourselves to find our own personal truths. So, thanks again for listening to Camera Position. I really appreciate those of you who have subscribed. Feel free to give me an idea of what you're thinking about camera position, some other photographers you'd like to see me talk about. What I've been doing is pulling out from my archive some of my favorite photographs of mine, and then also some of my favorite photographers who act as inspiration to me as an image maker and as a photographer. So thanks again, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week on episode number 11 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.